Children, I want to talk to you about Jesus Christ in the ship and how He stilled the waters. The story is this. You just read it. He had been preaching to people and he wanted to get away from them. So what he did is he got into a ship, and all his apostles and disciples, they followed him. So they got into the ship with him. Or the 12 got into with him, because they didn't have very big ships back then. And then they were out in the middle of the lake, the Sea of Galilee, and there was a great storm. He was asleep in the ship. There was somebody else who was asleep in the ship once when there was a storm. Do you remember who it was? No, way, way before Jesus. Yes, of course Deborah knows, because it's Jonah who was asleep in the ship. Right. And Jonah is what is called a type of Christ. That's a complicated word that means when you think of Jonah, you should be reminded of Christ in some way. Now, what happened to Jonah when he went out of the ship?
He got swallowed by a whale.
He got swallowed by a whale, didn't he? And also, the sea was calm, right? And then 3 days later, the whale put him on land, right?
Uh-huh.
And he goes, and he... Like Christ's resurrection, exactly. That's why we think of Jesus when we think of Jonah. Because Jonah was 3 days in the whale. Jesus was 3 days in the ground.
And
well, he was on the cross, then he went into the ground, right? They buried him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so, we think of Jesus when we think of Jonah. So Jesus here is sleeping just like Jonah was sleeping. But here the result is different. The apostles are really scared. It says that the waves covered the ship. Could you imagine being in a little boat and having waves go all the way over the top of it?
No.
So that there'd be times when there's so much water, you would literally be underwater until the wave went away. And you might not even live. The water might make the boat so heavy that it would sink to the bottom of the sea. They were really scared. So they woke Jesus up, and what did he do?
He got control.
He told them the wind and the waves to stop, and they obeyed him.
That's right. But he said something before that. What did he tell them? He kind of rebuked them. He told them they weren't doing something right. He said, "Why do you have such little faith?" Jesus was with them. They were safe. Even though there was a storm, do you think Jesus would let them die?
No.
No. So even if the storm had kept going on, they would have been safe. That's the lesson that's in this gospel for us. Whether you're a child or whether you're an adult, Jesus is always with you. He's always protecting you. Sometimes we don't feel Him, though. Sometimes things are hard for us. And maybe we get scared. But Jesus is always there. He's always nearby. He's always right with us. And so we shouldn't be scared. And you know, the saints, they were not scared. Once they became perfect, they were not scared anymore. Even the ones that were martyrs. Because they knew Jesus was with them. That's what we should be like. Now there's another story about Jesus and a boat and a storm. Does anybody know it? In this story, he was asleep on the boat. And there was a terrible storm and they were afraid they were going to sink. They woke him up. Okay, tell me the other story.
It's almost like this story, except they were going to sink.
Right. But where was Jesus in this story, in the beginning of the story? No. Remember? He had sent the disciples across the sea to the other side, and he was going to go a different way. He was praying all night long. And it was very, very early in the morning, just before the sun would come up, and it was a terrible storm. And they were not with Jesus. Jesus was not on the boat. And they were terrified, because they thought they were going to all die. This time Jesus was not with them, was he? So what did he do?
He came over to them.
How did he do it? He walked on the water. And then when Peter saw him, he said, Lord, if it's you, tell me to get out of the boat and I will come to you. And so he said, come. And Peter came out of the ship and started walking on the water too. But what happened to Peter?
He
got scared. He saw the wind and the waves and he thought, wait a minute, I can't walk on water. And he started to sink, didn't he? And then what did the Lord do?
He
reached out his hand and he got him. These stories are very similar. Now in one, Jesus was right with them on the ship. He was asleep, but he was with them. And they were scared, so they had to wake him up. And then he made the waters calm and they were not scared anymore. In the other story, they were also scared, and Jesus was not with them, but he was aware of what was going on. Jesus knows everything. And so he cares for his disciples. He wasn't going to let them die. So he came across the water and saved them. In either case, Jesus was going to help them. And they shouldn't have been scared. So that's what we need to learn from this. That Jesus is always with us. It's really a very simple lesson. And you know what? Sometimes the simplest lessons are the hardest lessons to do. You guys have been learning chess, for instance, right? You know what? Chess is a very simple game. But it's really hard to get good at it. Really hard to get good at it. Even though its rules are simple. So it is simple for us to understand that we should not be scared of anything because Jesus is with us. But it's hard to actually learn to do that. But my prayer for you is that you would learn to do this. That you learn that no matter what happens in your life, whether you have something good happen to you or bad, frightening, happy or sad, that Jesus is always with you. You can always call out to him and he will always help you. That's the lesson of this gospel. May God help you to remember that.